The CFS says it is fortunate crews were able to limit damage in yesterday's Hill Fluorio fires. Crews have been at the Paketown fire site overnight dealing with flare-ups following a blaze which tore through 12 hectares and threatened homes and nearby vineyards. One of the volunteers is actually my partner, Saatchi Real, who I've roped into having a chat with. Hi, Saatchi.
Hi, Jenny. How are you going?
Yeah, great. I bet you're a bit exhausted this morning after a big night.
I am, yes. Yeah, it was a long day. Spent a few hours on the fire ground and then, you know, sort of cleaning up a bit around the station afterwards. So, yeah, a long night.
So from what I understand, sparks flying off a grass slasher is what prompted it, and it went for a few hours. It got a bit hairy there. There was a watch and act, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my understanding was a resident or a farmer or something cutting grass that created some sparks that caught fire in some dry grass, and then that sort of ran up the hill pretty quickly, started to catch on to some bigger stuff, and it got pretty hairy for a couple of hours. They had some water bombers in there, and then plenty of crew getting straight to the thick of it to try to suppress the fire.
It sounds as though there's a lot of marvellous volunteers ready to just rock up the moment that there's an incident. Is that the case from your perspective as also a volunteer?
Oh, Jenny, I love being part of the CFS for many reasons, and one of those is just the amazing people that you're exposed to. Yeah, we doesn't seem to be a shortage of terrific people willing to, you know, take time out of their day and potentially, you know, risk their safety to deal with things like this. So, yeah, we did a good job yesterday, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know where I'm not sure if you were there at the time, but the turning point when it was under control?
Look, I went onto the fire ground at about 3:30 p.m. And it had, I believe it, perhaps had already been downgraded from a watch and act, which is pretty serious, to bushfire advice, which is also serious, but indicates that the fire is somewhat under control. Not 100% clear on when it first started. It would have been sort of mid to late morning. So at some point in between mid to late morning and early to mid-afternoon, it was brought under control.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it started about 10:30, but it wasn't really till about midday that we started to hear about it. And then what was the experience like last night? Because you were there quite late.
Yeah, it was. I mean, for me as a firefighter, it was a great learning experience. I've been on fire grounds before in a sort of a fire suppression capacity, so dealing with the initial fire front as it came through, and that was something different from what I was doing yesterday, which was we call it mop up. So it was sort of dealing with the after effects after the fire has burnt through, trees that are falling over, still burning, putting out little spot fires and things like that. So, a lot of work, but a very good learning experience for a relatively new CFS volunteer.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds as though learning and mateship and just being part of the community are three of the main reasons that you like to be involved as a volunteer. Would you say that's the case?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's you learn a lot of... You obviously learn how to fight fires, which is good to know about, but you learn a lot of other practical skills around, you know, trucks, how cars operate, machines, things like that. So, yeah, a lot of practical skills, and as I said earlier, just a really solid, genuinely good group of people who you want to spend time around.
Oh, great. Oh, well, thanks for letting me twist your arm and coming on the radio today.
No worries. Happy to do it.
What are you cooking for dinner?
Oh, I thought you were cooking dinner.
Well, maybe I should. A hero's meal.